This is Brett Townsend with Passing the Mic, a project of Community Media Center that promotes online, community-wide discussion of local issues and topics using the spoken word. In this series of speakers, Fred Stella, practitioner of Hinduism and Pracharak, or Outreach Minister, the West Michigan Hindu Temple, responds to a question from Rishi Singh, Sikh practitioner and Interfaith Outreach Officer for the Sikh Society of West Michigan. Fred Stella then passes on a question of his own to other faith communities in Grand Rapids. Rishi Singh previously asked leaders or practitioners in local faith communities about their purpose in life.
What is the purpose of your life, right? Whoever this question is passed on to, how can you live a spiritual life? How can you attain that which you're sent here for if you can't answer that fundamental question, which is, what is the purpose of your life, right? As Sikhs, it's to meet God, but it's always nice to hear the perspective from different leaders within our community.
Stella, local Hindu practitioner, responded.
The purpose of life, at least the purpose of my life, speaking as an individual, we have to take a look at both the spiritual and the mundane. But then what we find is that those two compartments end up uniting. So let's look at the mundane. The purpose of my life, of course, is to forge deep relationships with my family and my friends, with my colleagues in the vast, vast number of projects and communities in which I'm involved. I also have a desire to be prosperous. I don't necessarily have to be wealthy, but I need to be prosperous enough to lead the life that I want to lead. I also am driven to have a successful, loving marriage, which fortunately I am in one. And I want to be as serviceful as possible to those who are in the various communities in which I associate. Now, the spiritual side of me, my goal is, as a Hindu, what we call moksha, that is liberation. We acknowledge what is called samsara, which is the wheel of birth and death. And I would love to be able to get off of that wheel of birth, death, and rebirth. And to do that, I have a definite spiritual practice that I focus on daily.
Stella continued his response by sharing how the spiritual and mundane sides of his life are united in their purpose.
Now, the two seem to be separate, but actually, as I said, they end up uniting somewhere along the line, because moksha is attained by spiritual practice, yes, but also fulfilling what we call dharma. Now, dharma has been translated as duty. It's much broader than that. It really is being who you really are. And so part of my dharma is to be serviceful. It is to be a loving and supportive husband. It is to be a member of the community. It is also to do righteous work and to be compensated for that work. There are two kinds of work that we can do. We can do what is called karma yoga, which is work that should be done without any expectation of reward. And that can be anything that one focuses on in the nonprofit realm or even in relationships. But there is also that work that we do where we should be compensated. And that is a part of my dharma. That is what I need to do. So all of those together, again, they seem separate, but really they aren't, because all of the things that I mentioned about daily life can be sacralized. They can be offered as sacrifice, that is to say, made sacred. And so I continue as best I can in all of those elements of my life, furthering those elements of my life, while my daily spiritual practice constantly reminds me about the need to put the divine in all of those various activities and mindsets. So that is, I would say, the summary of what I think my purpose in life is.
Stella followed up his response with a question of his own for Christian communities in the city.
I would like to ask someone from the Christian community about how they are able to balance the religious dictate that was given to them in the Bible to spread the message of the gospel to all peoples, and to try to recruit people to the gospel. How do you balance that with your interfaith activity in having conversations with people of a variety of religions? Is it ever a source of conflict for you, inner conflict, that you are engaging in something that might not be productive in terms of swelling the ranks of Christians